Welcome to the Bear Arms Show. Your fun, sometimes witty source for news, commentary, and interviews. We focus on efforts to protect and restore the right to keep and bear arms. Arm yourself with the information you need to protect your rights. With your hosts, John and Michael.
Welcome to the newest, most pandemoniumist edition of the Bear Arms Show. I am your host, the lovable, the huggable, Chief Panda, something or other, Panda in Chief,
Top
John
Panda.
Willett, Top Panda. I don't know if I'm going to refer to myself as a bear. That may bring us in a whole new audience. But
wildly inappropriate.
But that's me. Joined as always by my lovable and even more hairy and huggable brother, Mr. Michael Willett. Don't be surprised you get some new emails.
Good evening.
This is a pandemonium-inducing podcast of pandemic proportions without the propaganda. I think at some point we might have to start putting in the propaganda.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we should. And that was submitted by our friend Josh Sager. I'm using his last name. I hope he doesn't mind. I usually haven't. He's probably going to hear this and be like, no, I'm outed.
They got me.
They know who I am. All right. We got some news lined up this week. We got a couple of topics that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about some of John's activities this last week. A little field trip I went on. We're going to talk a little bit about aunties trying to ban traditional lead ammo and how they fail. A lot of failing going on in the anti world right now.
Failure.
I like that. That was good. We're also going to talk a little bit about how I am seeing the Second Amendment free agency concept expressed by others. I know that they're familiar with the show. I don't know if they've necessarily got their ideas from my show, but they're echoing the sentiment, and that makes me happy, so we're going to talk about that. But first, as we always do, we go to Mike with the words of wisdom.
And the Bear Arms Show number 9, words of wisdom, come from Albert Gallatin. And he said back on October 7th of 1789, the whole of the Bill of Rights is a declaration of the right of the people at large or considered as individuals. It establishes some rights of the individual as unalienable and which, consequently, no majority has a right to deprive them of.
Dun, dun, dun. So let's see here. You're saying that this was quoted from
1789.
And we did a little bit of research about Mr. Gallatin.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we find out about him? What kind of ideas was he expressing at this point in our nation's history?
You had some interesting topics read about.
Okay, I'll throw it out there. The one that I'm thinking of when I ask you this question right now is that we learned that he was one of the guys that was part of the anti-federalist movement.
Right.
So those are the guys who are actually saying, hey, we need a Bill of Rights in this Constitution here, fellas. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Also of note, the other thing, now we found this out via Wikipedia, so we'll throw that out there. It's via Wikipedia, but I don't see why anyone would lie about it. He was also known as having often engineered the withholding of finances by the House as a method of overriding executive actions to which he objected.
Hint, hint.
So for any of those who might know when there's some executive overreach going on, just might want to check out what Mr. Albert was up to. Mr. Abraham.
You've been gallatined.
Was he anyone's dad? Did he have children?
It does not say.
It doesn't say on there. Would that make him Father Abraham?
Father Abraham? Well, it shows two spouses. It doesn't show any children.
You know, I just love this idea that the guys who, you know, worked on the ideas of the Constitution and on the Bill of Rights and, you know, they were there representing their countrymen at the time that that the Constitution was ratified and adopted. And, you know, right off the bat, the House is holding up funding to prevent executive overreach. Like that whole concept of how that happens, like right away, like within the lifetimes of the framers, that's just poetic to me. I don't know why. But, you know, it just makes me think of, you know, things that are happening in current day, at least on House of Cards, you know. I don't know if anyone else is watching House of Cards out there, but a little Kevin Spacey action going on. We're going to get off of our words of wisdom there. We're going to go into the news. What do you have in the news for us, Mr. Mike?
Well, I have a few things in the news. I wanted to say something quickly, because there's an instance near me. I just remembered it when we were talking about your
Father Abraham.
Not so much Father okay. Abraham thing, but the Second Amendment free agency made me think about.
Well, you could hold that till the end when we actually do that topic.
Well, it's kind of like that. It's about being a good sportsman. Portraying your passions well. I'm in the process of finding out about an event that's meant to clean up an area where people have been shooting and leaving their garbage. And I just want to remind those of you listening that go out and use public lands for shooting to please clean up your mess.
Yes. You shouldn't have to have a no dumping sign to not leave your garbage around.
Right. Take it with you. Yeah. You know what? Be that good sportsman and take what somebody else left with you.
We heart the outdoors.
We heart the outdoors. We're bears.
Well, no, we're not bears. You know, we are getting quite a few downloads from California. I'm just throwing that out there.
that went wrong. But remember to be a good sportsman. Pick up after yourself. Do the right thing. Pick up, you know, the garbage that you can. Don't kill yourself like I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to go out and I'm going to have to bring a rake and I'm going to have to really clean up after somebody else with some other good sportsmen that are gun rights advocates. And we're going to have to actually go take time to go and clean a site.
Okay.
Don't make that.
Well, it's good. It's good to get out there and do that type of work.
It is good. But
it's good to put a good line there to say, hey, stay clean.
Yes, tread lightly.
Tread lightly. Excellent. Excellent phrase.
News. We'll go on to the news. The West Virginia Senate passes a constitutional carry bill by quite a margin.
Well, wait, what's this constitutional carry?
Constitutional carry is, it says in the Constitution you have the right to keep and bear arms. So you can keep and bear arms.
Wait, so they just say, hey, you have the right that it says you have in the Constitution. We don't need other laws.
Shocker. I know.
This sounds really exotic and foreign to me.
It is really exotic and foreign.
From what lands was this concept introduced? Was it the exotic locales of Arizona and Alaska?
No.
Or Vermont?
West Virginia.
Oh, West Virginia. That's right.
So they passed this bill with, as the article states, an astonishing 32-2 vote.
Booyakasha.
Awesome job.
That's West pretty sweet, Virginia man. Senate. That is a one-sided vote.
That's pretty one-sided.
Yeah, that's almost like unanimous consent. Like, just, we just, hey, yell out if you want it. Yeah. Okay, we're good.
That's enough. All right, settle down now.
Yeah. Hey! West Virginia.
Going to keep an eye on that, see how that goes. They say the Republicans outnumber the Democrats in the West Virginia House 64-36. So that might be kind of a, I wouldn't say easy, but probably a good gauge on whether it'll pass.
Well, I'm guessing, you know, even, because we always like to say it's not a partisan thing. And I'm sure in West Virginia, you have quite a few Democrats who support gun rights.
Probably.
I mean, well, I can't imagine there were only two Democrats in the state Senate. Right? I mean, I'm sure there are quite a few that voted for this. So it's not just about party. And it shouldn't just be about party. And it often isn't. Especially in the state level.
Right.
What you got next?
Next is Washington is at it again. Well, it's kind of Washington is at it.
Wait. Which Washington are we talking here?
Washington, the state.
Not Washington, the D.C.
No, not Washington, the D.C. This is in my neck of the woods. So there's a rally in Spokane, Washington, because a Second Amendment a gun rights activist, was unlawfully arrested by federal agents in Spokane, Washington on February 6th of this year.
Wait, no. He wasn't.
Oh, he was arrested on February 25th.
25th, right. And then the protest, I believe, is March 6th.
Correct.
I think there was a typo somewhere in there that said February 6th.
Right. Yeah, there's a typo on here.
So they want to rally. So this guy, they're saying he failed to comply with something, right? Which was why he was arrested by federal agents. They said that he wasn't complying and that he wasn't allowed to be armed where he was.
Right.
Or at least, actually, we should start at the beginning. So he was arrested for being armed somewhere that these agents said he shouldn't be armed. He was detained. He was put in some sort of cell. It's described as a steel cage.
A cage match.
So it's described as a steel cage.
Can you smell it? Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you think. When the FBI comes, then arrest you.
Is that what the FBI said to him? It doesn't matter what you think.
What are you doing here? Well, I'm carrying my guns. It doesn't matter what you think when the FBI is here.
Gotcha.
Right.
Finally, the FBI has come back to Spokane. Right. Gotcha.
Yes.
All right. So the
DHS and Marshals.
Yes. So then a county sheriff gets involved, agrees that he wasn't violating any statutes or laws or whatever, and then they're going to have to release him, but they cite him for failing to comply.
So if he didn't break any laws,
is this like a resisting arrest kind of thing? Like, right, you weren't doing anything wrong, but you resisted arrest?
Resisting arrest.
You without an underlying charge.
We're arresting you because you resisted arrest. Like, I have to have something to be charged with to be arrested for to be resisting arrest while I'm being arrested for something else.
So can you be charged with resisting arrest when an officer tries to effect an arrest based on their mistake of law? Like, is that what we're looking at here? That is
a question for the courts, because he's well within his rights.
Right.
Even though they don't like what he's doing, they can't effect an arrest.
Right, but if they make a mistake of law and they think that what he's doing is illegal, so they move to effect an arrest on him, and a person, and they didn't charge him with resisting arrest, they charged him with failing to comply, but it sounds like kind of the same type of charge.
Right, it's a different wording of the same thing.
Maybe because it's federal or something. But there's no underlying, at least not in the story, there wasn't an underlying charge. So I guess the question is if they try to arrest you under their own mistake, are you to not resist them arresting you, or you have to comply with them arresting you, even if you recognize their mistake?
I don't believe you should. So that's like being stopped at a checkpoint, a DUI checkpoint, and you saying, I don't have to provide you any information because your stop is not a legal stop. You know, you really had no reason to stop me.
Right, but I guess, you know, with failure to comply, that makes it tough, because if you have the right not to give them information and they charge you with the failing to comply because you didn't give them their information under their mistake of law, then I don't see how it goes any further. But if you, like, actively resisted, then maybe there is something that they can be charged with. Like, if you physically resist.
If you hurt someone during your resisting, then you would have crossed that plane of, okay, you made it known that you're resisting this.
Right.
But you took it too far.
All right.
During the injury of someone, I think would bring it to that next level.
So we're getting into the weeds, and it sounds like we need a little bit more analysis on this. Not by you or I. We need some analysis on this by an expert who understands what exactly that they were charging him with in that. I guess the next point about it is that they're looking to have an armed protest against the fact that he was arrested. Not because they plan on
armed.
Yeah, right, for being armed. But that's why they want to do an armed protest, is to say, hey, he was arrested for being armed somewhere that he shouldn't be armed, but he actually could be armed there. So we're going to have an armed protest, you know, to protest his being armed. Not because we're going to do anything, but because that's like that we're protesting in the vein of what we want to protest against. Right. This isn't any kind of threat of violence or violence.
The selfie in the mirror, so people can see you taking a picture of yourself taking a picture.
Right. Right. That's exactly what that is. All right. So, but it's totally, you know, they say in their peaceful protest. The link's in the show notes if you're in the Spokane area and you're interested.
Right.
It's coming up pretty soon.
The date is the 6th. That would be this weekend. Right. This coming weekend.
Right. All right. Moving on.
You got those last ones. Hammered that.
Yeah. We did. We nailed that down. Well, we didn't nail it down, but we got into the weeds on it, and we probably shouldn't have.
Right. West Virginia is doing good things for constitutional carry. Wyoming is having some trickery enacted on it by some of its state senate members.
Is this like anti-gun witchcraft?
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of. There's some sneaky Wyoming senators that are doing some things that aren't right. They're not right. So Wyoming had a House version of a bill that repeals gun-free zones in the state of Wyoming. And it passed the House 42-17. It was good. They sent it to the Senate Education Committee. The Senate Education Committee took this bill and got rid of it and put another bill in place of it and took the original bill from the House, the sponsors from that bill, and put them on their bill and sent it on to the Senate.
So this is Republicans. This goes right back to the, hey, anti-gun, pro-gun, knows no party.
Right.
You can be a Republican and be a dirty anti.
These dirty senators are doing something that's wrong, and they should be called to the carpet for it. So if you're in Wyoming, you need to call your state senator and tell them that they need to read closely into HB 114, HB 114. And it was renamed Gun-Free Zones Modifications. Because Senators Hank Coe, Jim Anderson, and Stephen Pappas are pulling some trickery.
Gotcha. Thanks for the heads up. On behalf of our Wyoming listeners. Speaking of listeners. Hey, guys. Girls. We like hearing from you. Most of the time when we hear from you, it's not for stuff that we can talk about on the show, though. It tends to be stuff that really isn't for the show. Just, you know, stuff you're asking us about or talking about or whatever. But we do like hearing from you. And we hope you keep sending in the emails. Emails can be sent to john@beararmshow.com or
mike@beararmshow.com.
We also have a contact us page on the website. You can reach that to go into beararmshow.com/contact. And once you're there, you can fill out the form. It'll send us a message. We'll like hearing from you that way. And finally, when you go to beararmshow.com, you can go to just the homepage, beararmshow.com. And over on the right-hand side, you'll see a button that says Send Voicemail. And when you click on Send Voicemail, it's going to come up with a box. And you're going to be able to use your computer to record a message and send that to us. And when we get your message, hopefully it'll be about something that we can play on the show. We want to get your voice on here. This show is for you, not just for us. So definitely reach out. Let us hear your voices. Get your voices out there on the show too. www.beararmshow.com/contact. With that being said, we're going to hop into topic numero uno. And that's going to be John's field trip of the week, or at least on this week. I had the opportunity to take the day off of work on Friday. I met a friend, ventured north.
North?
North.
Why would you go north?
North to Alaska. Nope, not quite that far north. North
to Alaska.
Not quite that far north. We were still in Jersey. I met up with my friend Josh Sager. He and I drove up north, met up with our other friend, Corey Vaughn, and we had a beautiful day of shooting at the wonderful Woodland Park Range, owned and operated by our friend, Anthony Calandro, who met us and hung out with us for a little bit. We kind of chilled in the cafe there. I finally got to try some of this pork roll menu that they have going on. I got the Trenton Musket Dog. And it's a hot dog, but it's like bun, cheese, pork roll, and hot dog. It was really good, though. We went in there. I don't, like, If you had gone to Anthony's Range shortly after it opened, you would have seen the cafe wasn't bad. It was pretty average. But now that Anthony has actually taken over the cafe, like someone else was running it before, but now Anthony's taken it over and he's like running it himself. He came up with the menu, he redecorated it. And basically when you go in there, you have a long table and, benches on either side of the table. So it's almost like going into like a logging cabin kind of feel. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're up north, you get in there, you have the long table, you got the benches on each side, very community, like communal seating, you know? So you're going to be bumping, shoulders with other people. You end up talking to other people. Like, it's a great idea. And it fits the space really well, because before they would have these round tables and like you'd either get stuck in the corner or you were like up next to where the counter was, you know, and you'd feel like you're in the way. But here it's a little like you don't have all these separate tables where people are trying to get in between and through. You just have
the long row table at the benches.
Yep, long table, and then you got one row in front, one row in the back. So you know, you just everyone's using the same space to pass back and forth. It's really cool, and the graphics are all cool. You know, great pictures of the food, so you really have a good sense of what you're getting. This is gonna sound like a commercial. if I would have known I was gonna do this, I would have demanded free food, but. Just kidding. I won't do that.
I will.
Yeah, you will. But, yeah, it's way better. I like it. I'm a bigger guy, so I'm much happier with the way it is now. Because before it felt like you're like trying to shuffle between tables and stuff, and the space, it didn't feel like it was there. But now, you know, with the seating, it's just, you know, you scoot the bench back a little bit, you're all set. And, you know, we hung out there for, between the time that we had lunch and the time that we were chilling, we were probably in that thing for like 2.5 hours. And that was after we were shooting. I don't even know how long we shot. We shot for a while. We got off of that and, we headed back there and had lunch, and then we kind of poked around the range a little bit, meandered, and then we were back in there talking. So great, great, great Friday. Most fun I've had probably in a couple weeks, maybe a couple months. Great time. Hanging out with Josh Sager, Corey Vaughn, both friends of the show. You know, if you've been listening to us for a while, especially before we did the rebranding, you probably know who Corey is. Josh has been a great friend. Given us ideas about the panda, and he submitted the bit that we're using on the show open now. So I want to say thanks to those guys and Anthony for a fun filled day. I actually got when we were shooting, I rented the Dirty Harry gun. I had to get it.
44 mag.
The 44 mag, the Smith & Wesson model 29, and went kaboom, kaboom. Out on the range there. That was fun.
Did you tell your target? Do you feel lucky, punk?
Yes. Yes, I did. I was like, in my head, I was doing it. I didn't say it out loud because I didn't want the range safety officer, the RSO, or anybody to think I was like delusional. Well, do you? Punk? So that was my field trip on Friday. Good times.
Sounds like an excellent field trip.
By the way, Josh, I'm using your last name again, so check that out.
We're going to make sure you get some spam.
That's right. You can email Josh at... I'm going to type his email address in the show notes, like uncoded, so it'll So it'll just get read by every crawler out there.
That's not right, John. You shouldn't be doing that.
No, I wouldn't do that to him. All right. Topic number two. The court denies rehearing in the ante's effort to ban traditional lead ammo.
Shock, shock.
Shock, shock, shock. So everyone knows, or at least you better, if you're listening to our show, you better know about the attempt to ban commonly used AR-15 ammo, the M855. Did I get that number right?
Yes.
It's because I'm a genius. All right. So the court denies a petition for rehearing in suit asking the EPA to ban traditional ammo. Now, anti-hunting groups, typically, are the ones behind this. And they have been trying for years to get lead shot ammunition and sinkers to be banned by the Environmental Protection Agency, saying that it was killing wildlife.
Right.
Right.
Well, lead shot was killing wildlife, but not the manner that they were speaking.
Particularly waterfall. Oh, good one. Good one, bro. Very nice.
If you represent PETA, you can email me, Mike, at beararmshow.com.
Pro tip, lead shot does kill wildlife. Oh, boy. All right. The Center for Biological Diversity requested a rehearing of the court's decision not to ban traditional lead ammunition under the Toxic Substances Control Act. This is at ammoland.com. The court took less than 3 weeks to issue a one-sentence order rejecting the Center for Biological Diversity's lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency. Boom. Knocked it down.
You know what?
So this is a win for those of us trying to preserve our ammo.
I would much prefer lead shot because I'm sure, and I've done it a few times. Do you remember, if you've ever done it, you're eating some spruce grouse or some partridge or something, and you bite into one of those pellets, like you didn't find one of them?
I'd probably rather bite lead shot than copper.
I would rather bite lead shot than copper or steel.
Or no, you wouldn't use copper for shot, would you?
I don't think so. I think they use steel shot.
So yeah, I'd probably rather bite lead than steel.
And I remember spitting pellets out on the plate at times, but I don't remember ever using steel shot.
No.
I think my shotgun ammunition now is lead as well.
It probably is.
Right. But bird season isn't open, so I could go shoot some rabbits.
There you go. You just want to munch on that steel shot, I can tell.
Lead
shot. Oh,
you use lead up here.
Okay. So this is the second prong in the fight against our ammunition, but it was a win for us. So now we got to make sure that we keep working hard to make sure that they're not allowed to ban our M855 ammo either. Different agency. That's not EPA. Right. That's BATFE. So
you have about 2 weeks. You know, we'll call it 10 days. You have about 10 days to contact the ATF and your representatives to make sure that they don't ban the M855 ammunition.
Yep, we don't want that. Because it's just the beginning, as always. They're just looking for that foothold to get to the next step.
Right.
Yep. All right. Moving on. Topic numero tres. For all you new voters out there under Obama's executive action. Just kidding.
Or was he?
That's not the topic of our show.
Maybe that's the demographic from California.
Maybe
listening.
It is. I'll tell you what. If you're coming here from Mexico, and part of the reason that you want to be here is that you can express your right to keep and bear arms, I'm all about that, man. Just make sure you come here legally.
Word. Don't break the law getting here.
Yep.
Topic number three.
Topic number
Second
three.
Second Amendment free agency.
That's right. So, I spend an inordinate amount of time on Facebook during the week. I think we all know this.
Yes.
I have it up usually. Even while I'm working sometimes, I'll have it open so I can see if I get any messages. Well, I diligently examine my spreadsheets. But during lunch, after when I'm here working on schoolwork, I'll have a window open. Except for when I'm recording this show, because I need my full attention. I'm producing this
down
awesome
in the Bear Arms Show studios.
That's right. When I'm in the Bear Arms Show studios.
Or are they the Bold Departure studios?
They're both studios. Bear Arms Show shares Bold Departure Studios. All right. So we talked a couple weeks ago about my concept of Second Amendment free agency. And I like seeing other people expressing the same kind of viewpoints. So basically, the thread that I saw on Facebook was about why aren't specific organizations making progress on things that have to do with organization and hierarchy and all these types of things. And one of the comments that made me really happy, and I don't know if I should single her out here or not, but she's been on the show, her name's Sherry, said she thought the more groups the better. Right?
Right.
And I completely agree with her. I think you know, there can be more groups, but I'm not going to get hung up on groups. It's not about the groups, right? Groups of people are just ways for us to organize ourselves to achieve ends. So if someone wants to achieve a specific end, then they can organize themselves and whoever wants to attach themselves to it and go do that. Like, just go do it. Don't wait for someone else to be like, bless it and say, oh, that's okay, you know, and give you a budget, or you expect them to have a budget and run with it. You know, if you have an idea and you think it's worthwhile, fight to do that, you know, and do it yourself. I mean, Mike and I had, you know, the ideas for this show, you know, modest as we may be, we're extremely modest. We're the most modest.
Yeah, son.
Yeah. He's my modest hype man.
Modest all day.
But, you know, we do the show. We didn't ask anybody about it. You know, we just do the show. You know, and the show may not be, you know, the same type of idea you have. You might have a different type of idea. You might say, well, hey, I need more than just two dudes to accomplish my goal. And it's like, go get them, you know? But don't get hung up on the hierarchy, and be willing to try new things. You know, this, we want this. We're always willing to try new things on the show, right?
Yes.
We change things when it suits us. We do it differently when it suits us. You know, we're not Maury Povich, right? We're not daytime TV. We're not pulling,
do
you know.
What we want. We do what we want.
Yeah. But,
you know what? We do what we love.
Right. So this is what we care about. This is how we do it. And, you know, we're fortunate that there's some people out there that want to listen to it. And there's even other people that are gracious enough to join us on the show from time to time and tell us what they think. But, you know, that might not be achieving the same type of goal. You might want to go and have a rally, or, you know, have a group, you know, that does a survey, and you go and you take that information to other groups to give them information, and all those things are good. You know, there's probably very few things that are bad for us. And hopefully what'll happen is the bad ideas won't get supported. The good ideas will get supported. But don't get hung up on hierarchy, I think is what my message is. You know, Sherry and Sandy with the Second Amendment women are a great example of that. You know, they saw a need out there and they went and they filled the need themselves. They asked for help where they needed it, and they got the help that they needed because they had a good, strong idea. And now it's successful. They're seeing success with it, and that means that they get to grow their idea. You know, they get to go to the next step with it and do the next thing that's on their agenda with the people that have rallied to support them based on the merit of their idea and them doing the work to get it done. And that, you know, I have to mention that too. That's another crucial part of this. You got to put the work in to do it. You know, you can't say, here's my idea, now go do. You got to put the work in, put the time in, you know, that blood, sweat, and tears and all that. I'm sure there's plenty in our audience who know what that's about.
Show me.
Show me. I like that.
Lead from the front.
So it's just encouraging me to see those ideas, you know, re-expressed through others. You know, and in fact, the more I think about it, the more examples I see of that happening in our community. And that's what it is. We have a Second Amendment community, you know, and part of that is being loosely associated so that we're able to mold ourselves into the best form that we can be at some particular time to meet the challenges we're going to meet. And, I have a lot of faith that we're going to be able to do that. I think with the group of people that, you know, with the people that I've met in the movement, particularly here in New Jersey, you know, the ideas and the fervent drive to be successful, you know, within organizations, outside organizations, everywhere, I think we're going to be able to meet the challenges. But, you know, if you're one of the people that's out there and you're thinking, hey, I got this idea, but, you know, I can't get person X to listen to my idea. You know what, man? Just take it on.
Do it anyway.
Yeah.
Unless it's illegal.
Unless it's illegal, or unless you're going to, like, get a loan against your house or something, or, you know, don't do that.
Yes. Yes. Don't jump in too much. Get in there and mix it up. Yeah. Just don't jump in too much.
Yeah. I didn't build a $10,000 studio in my basement so that I can record a podcast.
No.
As much as a part of me would want to do that.
I did move to Idaho, though, for
you. Yeah, yeah. So. You moved to Idaho. Right. So... this pandemonium has been brought to you by IntegrityArmory.com. There you go.
If you need to join the NRA, go to IntegrityArmory.com and click on the link that says join the NRA.
And promptly ignore all of Mike's training classes.
Well, if you're outside of the area. Yeah. If you're from California, you're more than welcome to come all the way up here for some training.
There you go. Destination training.
Yes, destination training.
There you go.
You can go skiing and shooting in the same day.
Nice.
Not skiing and shooting.
There you go. Mike will let you rub his beard.
Right.
All right, folks. That's going to do it for this week. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Bear Arms Show. If you enjoyed today's show, please head over to iTunes to rate and leave a review. This helps spread the word, and we thank you for it. For show notes or updates about new episodes, please visit www.beararmshow.com.